Stone Edge Farm occupies 17 acres along a quiet byway toward the south end of the Sonoma Valley. But intertwined with the elegant estate and its gardens and vineyards, this property is a busy testing ground for all kinds of cutting-edge alternative energy technologies. The 7 discreetly positioned solar arrays, which generate a combined 500 kilowatts of electricity, are just the starting point, explains staff energy technician Ryan Stoltenberg.
We've got 8 generation types, including solar, microturbine, hydrogen, flow cell batteries, lithium ion batteries, lithium iron phosphate batteries, fuel cell hives, as well as aqueous batteries. We're running our irrigation pumps, air conditioners, everything on site for the residents, as well as generating hydrogen from our hydrogen electrolyzer. We're trying to prove that all of these intertwined technologies can work together and prove the concept of microgrids.
One of their biggest challenges, adds Stoltenberg, is getting the various elements of the multiple systems to communicate and work with each other.
They don't like to talk to each other, so translating what their control systems want to give out and take in is very difficult, and control work is the biggest hurdle. We've got about 4 or 5 companies that are working with us to do controlling and monitoring, and that process should probably take another year now that we're all installed.
Solving these communication issues is critical to the core concept of microgrids.
A microgrid is a group of generation, storage, and loads. So it could be a house, it could be a town, it could be a vineyard. All these things working together in a controlled environment to generate and use what's being provided.
Woody Hastings is the Renewable Energy Implementation Manager at the Center for Climate Protection in Santa Rosa. He says the experimentation being done at Stone Edge Farm is building a foundation for the wider implementation of microgrids able to serve a broader area.
As we look to have community microgrids that would be outside of a single private property where we'd have a mixed bag of residential and commercial and municipal customers all sharing power, some of the things they're learning about the interconnections and the two-way transfer of power are very important to understanding how we can go about setting up community microgrids.
As microgrid technology becomes more versatile and reliable, Hastings says it offers decentralized and more flexible alternatives to the massive interconnected power system that has been the dominant model for the past century, a key step in efforts to reduce reliance on fossil fuels.
It's not just about slapping solar panels on your roof and calling it a day. We now have integration with electric vehicles, with storage, with fuel-switched appliances and heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Switching those from natural gas to electrically powered systems that are drawing power from a much cleaner grid. It's about localizing our energy life.
While the testing and study being done at Stone Edge Farm is privately funded, no one there is out to profit from it, says Ryan Stoltenberg.
This entire project is public outreach and open IP, so all of the data and realizations that we're making here on site is open to the public. We really want to push this as a demonstration and a proving ground for these technologies and show that it's possible.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.